Hey guys, welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. I'm your host, Barry Ricks, and today's Kickstarter highlight is The Kingswood. And today I have Alan with me today from the team making the game. Alan, how's it going?
Not bad.
Good. Thanks for joining me today. I appreciate your time.
Thanks.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do for the game.
I am the game designer for The Kingswood, so I basically did the rules and basic design for the game.
Awesome. Yeah. You are the mastermind behind everything.
Yes, I guess you could say that.
There you
Don't
go.
Don't tell the other guys.
Okay, I will. I'll keep it hush-hush. So, yeah, tell us a little bit about Kingswood and what is it and what is it all about?
The Kingswood is a game of rules and roads. So basically it's a tile placement and role selection game with, I think, a very pretty unique flavor on top. So basically you are a merchant house trying to connect your fort to the treasure at the center of the Kingswood to gather enough gold to buy the Kingswood itself.
And awesome, yeah, and I really like the concept of your different merchants well. So tell us a little bit about that, where that came from.
So the four merchant houses, it's a medieval themed, but with non-human medieval characters. So the four merchant houses are House Manatee, House Sloth, House Llama, and House Ostrich. And basically, when we were originally designing the game, we actually designed it as a sci-fi game. But then after some playtesting, we're like, actually, this makes more sense as a road-building game, connecting your roads to the center treasure of the map. And so as soon as we changed that, we decided that we wanted to do animals pretty quickly. And I guess we just liked the animals that we chose.
I thought that was interesting choices of animals because a lot of times, you know, when people pick animals, they pick the stereotypical animals like the bear, the lion,
yeah,
you know, the wolf and all that stuff. So
I guess we relate a little bit more to these other animals that maybe are a little bit more out there, but still awesome in their own way. So.
Oh, well, I love it. I love every single animal you chose. And it kind of makes me think, like, these animals would be the proper, like, head of the merchant houses, while the more ferocious animals would be, like, your guards and stuff like that.
Yeah, actually, we had designs for all of the different other kinds of roles that we thought of, like, all the different characters in the Kingswood. I guess we went a little bit crazy on making the entire theme and everything like that. So our original ideas with the soldiers would be bulls, right? So, and then the king is actually a mole, if you can tell from the coin on the top. So that's kind of what we're going with.
Awesome. Well, no, that's really cool. So what else gave you a little bit of inspiration on to create, you know, this type of game? Were there any other games you guys drew inspiration from? Or anything like that?
There was a tile switching game on the computer. I forget what it's called. I think it's called Entangled or something like that. So it was basically you would switch. It's a puzzle game where you basically you have all these lanes, tiles with different lines going through them, and you're trying to connect and make lines to go across the board. And I thought that would be very interesting for translated to the board game space and making it more competitive. And I end up looking towards other games that are in a similar vein. Something like Suro was one of the things that early on I looked at and I liked parts of the gameplay, but it was a little bit not exactly the game that I would want, so I said, maybe we should make the game. That's where the Kingswood kind of came about.
Awesome. No, that's really cool. Well, you mentioned that you guys relate to the animal, so what animal do you think you relate to most?
I really like the House Ostrich, but I Probably relate to a little bit of all the animals.
You're a mix of them. Yes.
The one that I ended up liking the most is House Ostrich.
That's cool. So you guys are scheduled, as we're recording this, you guys have 13 days left to go on your Kickstarter. Mm-hmm. And you guys are scheduled to end the Kickstarter on February 18th around 8 p.m. Mountain mm-hmm. Standard Time. And you guys are about halfway there to your goal.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's still plenty of time to get funded in any and everything. Are there any plans that you guys or anything you guys plan on doing this next half of the stretch of your Kickstarter to entice any new backers or anything like that?
Well, we're basically continuing to go. We've been kind of updating it throughout the campaign. So we have stretch goals, and we have we've added more story and illustration for the characters to help people kind of get into the mood of the game. And we've added basically as everything we could think of to make people understand our vision in the game. So we have a print and play and everything out there. Specifically for going on, we just plan on doing the continuing to, I guess, improve and get present the game as well as we can going through. And hopefully it'll resonate with people.
That's awesome. So when do you hope to have the game out to your backers and to the public after the Kickstarter is over?
If we can successfully fund, the date is October. So that is making sure that, you know, if anything comes up, then we will be able to make it by that date. Hopefully we'll aim to try and get it a month or two earlier, but you know, you never know what happens when you're trying to manufacture, right? There's always things that'll come up.
Always something at the printers went wrong.
Yeah, exactly, or
stuff like that.
Yeah.
So your illustrator for the game, what have you always been with the illustrator, or did you pick them up to do the game, and what was kind of the inspiration that they pulled to design the characters that the way that they're designed?
Okay. So initially when we were designing the game, actually the illustrator is my sister. So that definitely helped in getting her, her to the game when we were designing it. So initially, when we brought it to her, it was actually the sci-fi version of the game, and she's actually the one that kind of said it would make more sense to be a medieval kind of road-building game.
Okay.
So that's basically how it started. At that point, she wasn't actually planning on illustrating the game, but after I basically prototyped a couple of things, I brought it to her, and she's like, well, she looked... As I kept on coming to her for advice, she kept on getting more and more integrated into the development and the illustration of the thing. And then by basically halfway through making the game, she was doing all the illustrations. So that's basically how it came about.
So it's kind of her own fault, you know. that's what she gets for having too many good opinions on things, right?
Although I think I hope she enjoyed it, right? So she doesn't mind.
So is this your guys' first Kickstarter that you have ever done?
Yes, it is. This is
okay. And how has your Kickstarter experience been thus far?
Oh, wow. It's been a huge learning experience. We spent quite a bit of time just going to the community online to hear what they've learned and what they do, what they did to make successful Kickstarters or all their experiences, but actually doing it is very, very different, right? So it's one thing to read about it and think you're prepared, but once you're actually doing it, there's a lot more that goes on than you think.
Definitely. The fine print, so to speak.
Yes.
Well, that's cool. That's exciting. I mean, and that's the great thing about Kickstarter is, you know, you guys starting something and you're like, hey, I have a great idea. Let's go get it funded. And then you find out that there's lots of people out there that appreciate what you're doing and are backing the project.
That's definitely the most rewarding thing.
Definitely.
People. Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. Well, Alan, thank you for joining me today. I really appreciate you taking your time out of your schedule. I know that it could be pretty hectic doing a Kickstarter and managing all that, and then also whatever you do besides that. So I know a lot of people have day jobs as well as doing Kickstarters. Yeah. So it's definitely an extra full-time job. But I appreciate you taking time out of your schedule, and good luck with the Kingswood and getting it funded and everything else you have in the future for it.
All right, thanks. Thanks a lot for having me.
No problem. We'll talk to you later.
All right, thanks.